Okay, so I'm gonna do something here that I haven't done, but if I'd ever be a preacher, this is what I'd do. I'm just gonna open this Bible up into the first chapter. I'm gonna preach an expository sermon on it. Job 32. So these three men ceased to answer Job because he was righteous in his own eyes. Funny that they say that Job was righteous in his own eyes. Now, that's an interesting thing because we're all righteous in our own eyes, but in the case of Job, he actually was. And the thing you have to understand about Job is that he was very frustrated with God, and it's okay to be frustrated with God. It's okay to question God. God's not coming through for you in a timely manner, it's okay to question that. I think it's healthy too. And that's one of the most important things, which you're going to see here. It's Elihu, who is a real jerk. You're going to see Elihu really scold Job because Elihu's this young man. He thinks he knows that Job is being punished when Job actually is not being punished. Then was kindled the wrath of Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite of the kindred of Ram. Against Job was his wrath kindled because he justified himself rather than God. And you might think, well, Job justified himself rather than God. This is a trick because, you know, you're going to be thinking, well, then Elihu's got the right words here. But again, he doesn't, because there is a time when you're allowed to question God. God's wrath abides on you and you don't think it's your fault. You're like, well, I did everything I was supposed to do. You can be a little questioning, but remember what the response from God is. Can you gird up your loins? If you can accomplish salvation, do it. Job can't. This is the whole point of the book of Job, is that if God left us and he did not defend us, Satan would wipe us out and we'd be absolutely hopeless. Satan is a lot bigger than us. He's the covering cherub. He is one of the top dogs. Cherubim are like those creatures that are around God's throne. Satan is top dog, along with all of his demons. He's one of them. If he wants to wipe you out and God does not defend you, he'll wipe you out. And this is what people don't understand. Is that if God has given you into the hands of Satan for a time, there is nothing you can do. There is nothing you're going to be able to do. It's going to look like you're this horrible person. But if God saying he's the one who saves us, this is why James, consider Job. God has to defend you. You cannot defend yourself. This is part of the Sabbath. We have to rest in God's command and be rested in God's authority alone to keep us and deliver us from all evil. Also against his three friends was his wrath kindled because they had found no answer and yet he had condemned Job. Now Elihu had waited till Job had spoken because they were elder than he. When Elihu saw that there was no answer in the mouth of these three men, then his wrath was kindled. Remember, Elihu's a young man. He's probably one of the most despicable Bible characters there is. Because really, it's not Job's fault he's in this, and Elihu's just gonna rip into Job, and it's disgusting what he does. And I mean, it's so disgusting, God doesn't even care to answer him. He doesn't even remember him, because I guess because he's young, and that's like, you know, he's a young kid, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But still, God doesn't even answer him. You know, who is this that darkens counsel without knowledge? And Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite, answered and said, I am young and ye are very old. Wherefore I was afraid and durst not shoot you mine opinion. I said days should speak and multitude of years should teach wisdom. But there is a spirit in man and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. That's true. The inspiration of the Almighty does give him understanding. Why is he accusing Job? Job has just as much understanding as him, probably more. Too, for having suffered, which is another thing that suffering does. It teaches us that we need to rely on God alone, not ourselves, and also teaches us to be compassionate. Sometimes we need to suffer in order to be compassionate too. We need to realize that there's things that other people go through that it might not be their fault, and even if it is, we still have to be compassionate. That's another theme in the book of Job, is that no matter what someone's going through, even if they deserve it, they're in jail for murder, rape, robbery, pedophilia, or they're going through life and they're a drug addict and their whole life falling down around them, Job teaches us to be compassionate, not to accuse them. Because here's Job, he's righteous, even he goes through hard times. Great men are not always wise, neither do the aged understand judgment. Therefore I said, hearken to me, I also shew mine opinion. Behold, I waited for your words, I gave ear to your reason, whilst ye searched out what to say. Yea, I attended unto you, and behold, there was none of you that convinced Job, or that answered his word. Lest ye should say, we have found out wisdom, God thrusteth them down, not man. So, like, Elihu's like, don't you hate talking to people like this? I encounter people like this all the time, and they're almost always the most annoying kind of person to talk to. They know, but they listen, but they don't actually get it. They don't get a thing. They're just noisy gongs without love, and they cymbal on. Yeah, they have all these knowledgeable things to say, and they can talk a real game, but they have no love or compassion. Now he hath not directed his words against me, neither will I answer him with your speeches. They were amazed. They answered no more. They left off speaking. When I had waited for but they spake not, but stood still and answered no more. I said, I will answer also my part. I also will shew mine opinion, for I am full of matter. The spirit within me constraineth me. Behold, my belly is as wine which hath no vent. It is ready to burst like new bottle. I will speak that I may be refreshed. I will open my lips and answer. Let me not, I pray you, accept any man's person, neither let me be flattering titles unto man. For I know not to give flattering titles, and so doing my maker would soon take me away. Just such self-righteousness. And you can read the rest of Elihu's response. He like tears into Job, just tears into him. And that's not what we're supposed to be. We're not supposed to be a counselor who will sit there and berate somebody and think we're knowledgeable and we understand what someone's going through. Job even says it at one point, like, even if I had sinned, you should still be merciful to me. And this is something that is true for the book of Job. And Job teaches us all sorts of things, but really it's three things that Job teaches. One, if someone's suffering, whether they deserve it or not, you're to be compassionate and you're to care for them and you're to help them in any way you know how. Two, that even a righteous man suffers. And three, that if God did not shield us from sin and did not shield us from the consequences of sin and did not take action and defend us against the unlawful, we'd be completely destroyed. Because it's one of the things that if man's continually thresh, if they are not upheld, if they are continually taken under the spoke, they're going to give up the spirit, they're going to give up the ghost, they're going to give up. And that's the thing you have to understand, is that if a person is oppressed and they have no defense against Satan, the Lord has to be your defense, because you cannot defend yourself against spiritual wickedness. You cannot. You need the Lord above all other things, because only the Lord can help you, and not angels, not heavenly beings. You need the Lord alone, because only he gives power to defend you against the works of darkness. Without you're completely vulnerable. And that's what the book of Job means. And Job had to understand, this is the thing Job got wrong. He thought, I was righteous, I did this all myself. And God's like, no, I defended you. That's why you're righteous. I shielded you. That's what God's saying to Job. God's saying he shielded Job from all this suffering because Job was righteous, yes, but God's the reason why. All prosperity, all flourishing, all things that come in life, all good, it's from God. And if you did not have that good, and this is something that the sinner has to understand, if you did not have God's goodness, you are deserving of hell. And that's the most important thing to understand. We are not delivered by our own righteousness.